Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying intense faith. Intense faith is the kind of faith that we need in these end times. You may be faced with a mountain right now that seems absolutely impossible and immovable, and yet the Word of God has a promise that will deal with your case. Do you have intense faith that whatever God has promised, He can and will carry out on your behalf? That's intense faith. And God wants you to walk in that so that your mountains will be moved. We're taking the expression intense faith from the Weymouth translation of the New Testament in Romans 4, verses 19 through 21. It reads this way. Referring to Abraham and his faith, it says, "And without growing weak in faith, he could note his own vital powers now decayed, for he was about 100 years old, and Sarah's barrenness. Nor did he in unbelief stagger at God's promise, but had intense faith, giving glory to God and being absolutely certain that whatever he had promised, he could also carry out." We have been discussing this week various aspects of Abraham's intense faith and how we can apply that same intense faith to our current troubling circumstances. Today, I want to focus on this aspect of Abraham's intense faith, and this is Abraham's certainty that God would and could carry out what he had promised to him. Intense faith is absolutely certain that whatever God has promised, God can carry out. The Amplified translation of this verse in Romans 4 says, "Abraham was fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised." The Message translation says that Abraham was sure that God would make good on what he had said. Are you sure that God will make good on what he has said in his word to you? That is a vital aspect of intense faith. King David also demonstrated intense faith in God and his word. As you know, King David, before he actually stepped into the position of king, though he had been anointed as a very young man for kingship, he faced some very impossible odds, situations that looked like he would never live to be king. He had served King Saul diligently and loyally, faithfully, first as his armor bearer and then playing instruments and singing psalms to him to calm his spirit. He had slain Goliath and delivered the Israelites from that terror of the Philistines. And yet King Saul, who had allowed David to become his son-in-law, suddenly turned on David, becoming insanely jealous of him and eventually attempting to murder him on several occasions. David's circumstances didn't point to him becoming the next king of Israel. Instead, his circumstances looked like he'd be snuffed out before the promise of God ever came to pass. Do you feel like that in your situation? That you will be snuffed out? That you won't make it long enough to see the promise of God for your life come to pass? Well, you need intense faith like David had and like Abraham demonstrated. In Psalm 57, David wrote of his intense faith in God despite his overwhelming situation. He wrote this psalm when he fled into a cave trying to hide from Saul, who was chasing him and attempting to take his life. In Psalm 57, David wrote, "My soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth." You can see David's intense faith in these verses of Psalm 57. David was well aware of his circumstances, much like Abraham was well aware of the impossibility of his circumstances. Neither Abraham nor David had natural conditions that would make a person think that the promise would come to pass. And yet, both Abraham and David possessed an intense faith that was absolutely certain that whatever God had promised, he could and would carry out on behalf of his servant. When David said, "My soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by," he was both acknowledging his impossible circumstances and acknowledging God's power to deliver him from those circumstances. David had an intense faith that overcame every circumstance he faced while waiting for his promise to come to pass. God wants you to be absolutely certain that what God has promised, he can also carry out in your life, regardless of how impossible, how difficult, how far off the promise seems in the light of your current condition. Are you facing financial problems or perhaps a physical ailment or affliction or disease in your body? Are you facing family problems that look irreconcilable, impossible to be resolved? God wants you to look in his word, to find the promise that applies to your specific case. There is a promise from God for every difficulty we face in life. There are promises for his provision, for his protection, for his power to reconcile relationships that seem destroyed. There are promises for promotion when it looks like demotion is on the horizon. There are promises that apply to every situation you may be dealing with today, whether you are a student or whether you are a parent. Regardless of what your state or status in life may be, God's word has a promise that can bring deliverance to your situation. You must go to the word of God, dig out that promise, find it, and then take hold of it as if God was speaking to you personally. And then you must hold fast to it regardless of how much pressure may come against your mind to tell you that it cannot possibly work for you. Because the enemy of your soul will always apply pressure to your mind, attempting to get you to agree with a spirit of doubt or unbelief about the promise of God. But if you will resist the darts of the enemy that are indeed aimed at your thought life, and you'll cast down every single imagination that exalts itself against the Word of God, and you'll stand fast believing that God's Word is truer than any condition or mountain you may be facing, God will honor your faith in His Word, and He will bring to pass that promise for you that it might bring glory to God. Abraham glorified God as he received the promise of Isaac into his life when his circumstances said over and over it was impossible for him to father a child at 100 years old. Your circumstances may say it's impossible for you to have that resolved to be delivered from that problem, and yet God's word is truer than even the evidence of your circumstances. God wants you to walk in intense faith, being absolutely certain that whatever God has promised, He can also carry out on your behalf. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.